tonight's social story. That's where we post three stories on social media, and you decide which story we cover. This week's choices were Don Lemon's release and federal charges, Catherine O'Hara's lasting legacy, and the changes coming to SNAP food benefits. With 47% of the vote, you chose the Department of Justice's case against Don Lemon. According to a court indictment, Lemon and others are now facing federal charges in connection with a protest disrupting a church service in St. Paul, Minnesota. Lemon and independent journalist Georgia Fort, who was also arrested, have been released from custody. Lemon says he is not guilty, and he and his attorney plan to fight the case. Here to break this down is First Amendment lawyer Jeff Lewis. Jeff, administration officials say they're actually protecting the First Amendment rights of the worshipers at the church where the protests happened. What do you make of the government's case here?
Well, the government is right in the sense there is a clash here between the rights of citizens to enter and exit a house of worship and pray without interruption, that right, and the right of journalists to report on the news, to gather the news, to show to America what's happening in Minnesota. Those are in conflict.
Let's get down to brass tacks here. Do you think this could ever get to trial?
Well, let's talk about that. Three judges have looked at these criminal charges before a grand jury indicted Don Lemon, and those three judges all declined to force criminal charges here. So in that respect, I would expect that it not to go to trial if a judge ever has a chance to dismiss this case.
And let's say it does go to trial. Does the Justice Department have a strong case here, or is this mostly symbolic?
It depends on how you measure the objectives of the administration. If the administration's objectives are to get a criminal conviction and get Don Lemon in jail, I don't think there's a strong chance of that. On the other hand, if they want to punish Don Lemon and have him have to spend money on attorney's fees, that could be viewed as a success. And as to the merits of the case, the prosecution would have to prove that Don Lemon entered that church with the intent to either destroy property or interrupt services in a way that impinges on constitutional rights. That's a big, big hill to climb.